Good morning there, Tom. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Oklahoma. Bartlesville is once again benefiting from beautiful weather on a Thursday when we do Car Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And at least a little bit of more warm weather before we get another round of cold here. I know we've had a lot of that lately. We're up and down and all around, and seen a lot of people in service this week with issues related to that, with batteries and other things that are noticing the weather changes. So it's out there,
mm-hmm.
getting colder.
Mm-hmm. And with the weather and everything, it's always a good time to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll, and if it's not, time to get one that's new or new to you.
That's right. We've been doing a lot of business lately, too, Tom. It's been busy this month. Lots of great incentives from the manufacturers. A couple of things we're featuring this weekend. We've had a great selection lately of our new Toyota Highlander and the Ford Explorer. Great midsize SUVs and really great vehicles that the Highlander, of course, was just redesigned earlier in the year and has kind of got overlooked, perhaps, because a lot of the original marketing was supposed to start in March and April of this year. And with the pandemic, Toyota pulled all that and made some changes in their event plans for this year. But now we're getting into the fourth quarter, and inventories have balanced a lot. And we've got a great selection of Highlanders, like I mentioned, the all-new 2020 Highlander, and hybrids, all the different trim levels. And then likewise on the Explorer, great selection. And at Dungis, you can compare the two together right side by side and see exactly what you want between the two. So it's a great opportunity and great savings right now. I know on the Explorer right now, we've got a $3,500 rebate and with also 0% for 60 months. So that can save you a lot of money on the financing. You get $3,500 rebate from Ford, and then you get the great Dungis simple price, which is a great upfront low price on all our vehicles that we post on the line every day. We've got also on the 20 Highlander $1,750 in customer cash from Toyota in the same simple price stuff. And you know, we talk about that, Tom. The simple price, you know, is something we're really proud of here at Dungis.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's I think makes us different from a lot of other dealers in the area. You know, we really focus on our sales process and empowering our sales team to make it a faster, more seamless, and transparent purchase process with the customer so that even things like the trade-in, where you understand how we're evaluating your trade, we involve our customers in it so that you go with our sales consultant out to your vehicle and use the technology to evaluate your trade. And we use third-party valuation systems, which show you how that works. And it makes it a lot more seamless and transparent for the customer, and it can be a lot faster, too. So that's something we really focus on with our team. It's been really exciting this year as we've been working on that. We see more and more of our customers really embracing it and more scheduling appointments to come in and do their test drive. And you know what happens when we can do that and do all that work up front, your time in the dealership's really reduced to, you know, a lot of times less than an hour from the time you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving away and we've done all the paperwork and delivered your vehicle to you, got you your phone connected and everything else. So it's possible to do a lot quicker than it used to be just with the technology we have today.
You could say it's downright simple.
That's right. And I've got a friend with us here today, Tom. I want to introduce to Shane Atkins-Williams from the Price Tower.
Hi.
Say hi to Shane.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. We're great to have you on, and I love to focus on the Price Tower. One of the things that's so special about Bartlesville, and go ahead and put my disclaimer out there. I've been on the board of the Price Tower now for, I think, almost 18 years, and am currently the chairman. And so I've known Deshane for a few years, and we've worked hard to keep the tower full of people, right? That's really what it's all about, isn't it, Deshane? And I know you're the part of our programming, and you know, we call you a curator and have through the years, but you do a lot more than that. And you know, so much of what we do at the Tower, I think people kind of miss it, sort of, because it's the most important thing I want people to know is we're a membership organization. We own this asset, this great tower that Frank Lloyd Wright designed, and you know, we're lucky the Price family funded that, had their business there for many years, and we're lucky to be able to have it now as a hotel and restaurant, and with the museum and art galleries and other programs we have. It really is about getting people into the tower and making the building come to life, right? I mean, that's really
absolutely, yeah.
Really the main thing.
We definitely have a fantastic membership base. And of course, we're always wanting it to grow. And of course, all of those benefits from your membership benefits in all of the other aspects that are featured here in Price Tower. So
yeah, I mean, there's so many great programs. I mean, from the gallery, and I know we're going to talk about the new show that you've got, but the Right Chef program, you know, just with having our third great chef there, having all the tours and the people that come through there just to see the tower, which is in itself is so unique and special.
Absolutely. It's really exciting to see people, not just our regular people that come and, you know, we'll have lunch here weekly or a couple times a week, but also the first timers that are, you know, long travelers from across the country and often around the world that come here just to visit Price Tower because they're either architecture enthusiasts or they heard about this interesting hotel buildings that was covered in copper, so it's really interesting to see people interact and experience Price Tower in a different perspective.
Yeah, and I know that's kind of that back to the beginning when Frank Lloyd Wright was imagining buildings like this. He kind of imagined a vertical community and how, you know, in larger cities, he first planned to build a building like this in the Bowery in New York, but that didn't happen, and here it is in Bartlesville, and you know, we're still kind of have that vertical city and our community alive in the tower with the art and the there's business offices, there's people staying the night, there's lunch on the ground floor, and the great venue now with Unity Square outside, and I know we've recently got some grants to expand the kitchen at the lower level and, you know, keep investing in our service down there for our great guests. So that's coming, I think, in the next few months. And there is a new show that just started. I know you've been working on that a lot, and it recently opened. Tell them about what's happening in the gallery now.
Yeah, we have a wonderful show called Arkansas Territory, commemorating 200 years. So it focuses on 200 years of Arkansas Territory, so pretty much prior to Arkansas and Oklahoma becoming states.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of history that's actually built into this show. If you were to look at each individual piece by themselves, probably you wouldn't be able to really connect them individually if you were just going off of how they look, because the styles and the context is quite different. But, it's different, but it also all ties into Arkansas territory. So there's great history, but also amazing work from... there's 80 pieces in the show, and roughly about 60 artists that span from 9 different states. So we have a huge variety of artwork.
What kinds of mediums are there?
So everything from oil to acrylic, mostly 2D. Is what's in the show, mm-hmm. but It's all hand done work. So yeah, there's not a lot of, there's not really any photography or anything, but it's mostly acrylic, watercolors. You have mixed media, printmaking. So you do have a good variety of medium that's used.
And I guess mostly from the 1700s and 1800s?
The context focus is yes, through that time frame. But it does bleed into the 20th century. So you do have some, there's a lot of different historical elements that are focused. They do talk about, you know, the Jim Crow laws. They talk about the last general who surrendered during the Civil War, which is Stan Waite. So you have a huge vast of that 200-year history that's kind of combined in the show, which is quite interesting. It's not in chronological order or anything like that. We try to install it in kind of a free form. So then you really can go from something that is of the time frame of history context of, you know, 1870 to 1962 all on the same wall.
Huh, that's cool. And this will run, I guess, through the end of the year, January 4th, and a little into next year. And what are the hours, and where do people go? I know it's there on the ground floor. Just go into the tower, and how does that work?
The show is free to all visitors, so come visit. And also another fantastic way to support Price Tower is you can also purchase these works of art. We are the last. This was a traveling show. It was a juried show that was organized by Heart of America Artists Association, and they did an amazing job during the show and putting these pieces together. But part of it was also it being a show that was available for purchase. So all of the pieces in the show is available for purchase, and a portion of the proceeds of those sales do go to Price Tower.
That's great, and I know we encourage everybody to explore membership in the tower. If you're down there, that's one of the things members allow us to do, is provide, you know, free entry to these kinds of exhibits, and you know, it is a public space basically, and we encourage everybody to visit the tower and get to know it. It's such a great architectural wonder of its own, but it, you know, lots of stories are told there, and you do have the great food both upstairs at the Copper Restaurant and at the Price Tower Plaza down on the lower level. And tours, I know, are scheduled every day, and Price Connor gives a lot of those, does a great job, and you can learn a lot about the tower. And if you have guests coming to town, I know I was talking to Rick Lloyd, the director, this week, and he mentioned that you're having a lot of visitors come on weekends and staying at the hotel this fall, and so there's still openings during the week, I know, but you need to reserve for weekends now that it's gotten, you've got a lot of local, I don't know that they're local, but maybe regional travel coming, it sounds like. And
we're really excited that we're able to have some visitors, and they're really enjoying their experiences here. So not only are they able to experience the gallery, but they're able to experience our right chef, Chef Jordan's food up in Copper, and also down in the plaza. And with the cold weather coming in, even though we have a really nice day today, we did just recently add heaters. So we're offering fireside dining outside. If guests are really wanting to be outside, they can still be comfortable and be outside and enjoy their meals.
And as it gets colder, I know that I think the plan is to eventually we'll close the lower level but move lunch upstairs for a while we're renovating the kitchen, and open up more areas later next year. So all that's coming. But I know, too, there's Right Chef wine dinner coming up. Yes. Are there still tickets available for that? Do you know?
Yes, there still are tickets available.
Oh, wow.
It's limited seating, so I encourage if you are interested in an amazing experience, I would highly recommend you buy a ticket to this. It's a 7-course meal. We have a wine expert that's coming, and each of the 7 courses will have its own pairing of wine. And of course, they will talk to you about all the flavors and how it all connects. And so it's going to be an amazing experience, and something that we don't have available in our community very often. So, and of course, if you are supporting Copper and the Plaza, and even the hotel, you are supporting Price Tower every little bit and every aspect of Price Tower.
Yeah, no, that's really important for people to think about, too, because I know, it's such a great facility, but does it take a lot to maintain it and keep it open for people and keep all the operations available? That's what membership and all that's about, is helping people, keep that thing alive. I mean, we can get some grants and stuff to take care of the building, but for programming and for these things that make it really come to life, whether it's through the art and the creation, the inspiration, what originally it took when the Price family decided to build that building is a good example of that. That's one thing we really focus on, I know, is through the Right Chef program and the great art that we share in the gallery is inspiring people to do that kind of thing.
It's our one of our ways that we also keep Franklin Wright's original goal for our building. You touched on it earlier. How we keep that alive is by really including all of these aspects of Price Tower and sharing it with our community and allowing people to really experience it in all facets.
All right, that's great. So check, if you haven't been down there, check it out. There's great opportunities to rent space in the venue too, if people want to do that. But just go down and have lunch and have somebody show you around, or schedule one of the tours with Price, and I just recommend it to everybody. It's really a great time and something that often gets overlooked in our community. But anyway, thank you so much. And great news. Is there anything else coming up that we need to know about down at the tower?
I think those are the main ones. We will have Frank Lorenzo in December. He's going to be featured on the second floor. He's a regional artist, and his show is basically his life's work. So it'll be an exciting show, and also those pieces will also be available for purchase as well.
Great. Well, lots of good stuff going on. And in the meantime, if you need help with your automobile, you can certainly call on out to Dungis. We'll be here. We're going to go down to the tower every chance we get. But we've got some work to do today, and we'll be out here servicing people's vehicles and taking care of your automotive transportation needs. If you need anything out here, you can check us out on our websites at dungischoice.com. Or we're on Highway 75 south of the No Water Road, right south of the Quick Trip, too. You see the big Toyota and Ford signs on the road. We got putting up balloons, I think, today, and got the hoods open. We've been real busy lately, Tom. We've had, as we've talked the last few weeks, incredible run of sales just with momentum this fall. A little bit unusual, but I think there's some pent-up demand from the earlier in the summer, and our inventory is finally getting in line. We're getting new shipments every day of Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns. We've got a great used vehicle inventory. Right now we've got 15 vehicles available under $15,000, and a great selection. You know, everything from late model stuff like a 2019 Yaris or a Mirage, 17 Fiat 500 X Pop, whatever that is.
I can tell you that 19 Mirage is a darn good vehicle.
Do you know that one?
I know that one very well. It has less than 5,000 miles on it. Take it, folks.
Yeah, no, that'll be a great one for someone. And, yeah, we've got a great selection. And, you know, everything from brand new Tacomas. I know. I think we got one of those in last night. That's been hard to get this fall, but I think we're trading for one here too. So we've got one on the used car lot. We've got a couple of Tundras in stock in the last week, and a couple more coming. We've got you know, one of the things that's happening in the Toyota world right now, because it is really inventory is light around the country. I think that nationally there's about a 30-day supply of Toyotas on the ground, which is not very many. And so everybody's got tight inventory. So we're really selling out of the pipeline that's on its way here. So we've got just this week we had vehicles allocated, and I've got a Supra that'll be here just in the next couple days, a Prius, of several Tacomas I mentioned. We've got five different four-wheel drive Tacomas and a two-wheel drive Tacoma. We've got right now on the ground great selection of Camrys, Highlanders, a few RAV4s, a Sienna. We did get a few 4Runners in this week. I mentioned the Tundras. We've got three four-wheel drive Tundras on the ground right now. So there's pretty good selection on the ground and a lot of stuff coming. So you might want to check that out. Some of the incoming stuff we can show you here. Right now we can't get it up on our website, so you need to talk to us about that if you have any questions. Just give us a call at 2 or come on by. And, you know, with the cooler weather, we've been having events, you know, kind of mini events every weekend here at Dungis. And we'll continue that again this weekend with our, I mentioned the Highlander and Explorer sale that we've got going on, third row seats special. So if you're looking for that mid-size SUV, we've got special deals on those models and a great selection of them. And we'll be out here you know, taking care of people and be socially distanced and such. But we've got some, we'll be making snacks for people on Saturday. And I think we're moving in from the grilling we were doing a few weeks ago with the colder weather expected. And we'll have some kind of Frito pie or something. We're in a bag that is hopefully safe and clean. So, I'm trying to figure all that out.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about, you know, the vehicles in colder and everything else like that, and you were talking about servicing vehicles, too. Do you still have that, that tire special going on?
Yes, we do have a couple of those now. I mean, but in the Toyota store, I think what you're talking about is buy three, get one for $1, which is a great deal on all the tires we sell in the Toyota store. In the Ford side, we've got a bunch of rebates. It depends on, they vary different by different tires, so you can ask your advisor about that, depending on what you need. But we've got great deals on tires, brakes, and batteries, wiper blades, too, this time of year. Some of those are on our website. You can check those out at DungisChoice.com. And then schedule your service right there. Right, go online and you can schedule your appointment. You know, that's we are doing a lot more service scheduling that way. Used to be, of course, we recommended, you know, it was really more possible just to come on in. But, you know, we've got fewer people in our lounges now and really trying to not have people standing around and keep them separated more. And what it does is it, again, speeds you up your time, makes it so you don't spend less time in the dealership. Should be more convenient for you.
Easy, simple.
That's right. Keeping it simple here. And I did mention the great deals on Highlanders and Explorers. There's a couple other things that I wanted to point out. We've got great deals right now on some of our used vehicles that are that are certified. I've got a 2020 Ranger that's Dungis Q certified. It's $1,900 under NADA retail. It's a Lariat 4x4, great vehicle. I've got a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. It's $3,700 under NADA retail. I've got a 2019 Dodge Durango GT Plus. It's $5,000 below NADA retail. A 2019 Dodge Charger. It's $3,700 those are just a few of 78 total used vehicles we've got in stock. I think right now we've got around 110 new vehicles, lots of trucks, cars, SUVs, anything you need here at Dungeness. If we don't have it in stock, we'll go get it for you wherever it is. We trade vehicles all over the country and go purchase them new and used for our customers all the time. So if you don't see what you're looking for, let us know and we'll go get it for you too.
Indeed they will. And you know, and I've seen the Dungeness stamp all over the place in at least five states, so you're getting around.
Well, we've done a lot of that this summer. It has been a bit interesting as there's been more of the online shopping and more people doing this work before they come in. I think it is kind of a little bit, in some ways it encourages that online kind of approach, and so people have found our cars from all over the place. We just this week sold a beautiful Lincoln certified pre-owned vehicle to a customer from Missouri. She drove in from a few miles away to get her vehicle, but great to see her. And you know, we just do that all the time now. It's really great and good to see everybody coming in and taking advantage of our great inventory.
I'm seeing a lot of folks from Joplin.
Yeah.
With your stamp.
Yeah, that's true. We are too, and Arkansas and Southern Kansas. Mm-hmm. Lots of folks from all over. Of course, a good number from Tulsa.
We
do a lot of business in Collinsville, Skiatook, and Owosso also. And a lot of those folks find us a little more convenient and easier to get to than the big dealers in Tulsa.
Indeed, and of course, you've got one website that takes you to everywhere you need to go with the Dungeness family of autos, Dungeness Choice.
That's right, and great shopping tools there online, and our simple prices, trying to make it all seamless, fast, and transparent for you when you purchase a vehicle. And really try to be upfront. Don't play any games on the pricing. Mm-hmm. You know that I know sometimes you'll get into these situations where, and you're not, if something isn't right, if the deal isn't what they said it was, or it starts changing, you only get that if you do this and that and the other. You know, that's a sure sign that something's wrong. So I would, if it sounds too good to believe, be true, if they're going to shoot somebody off in a cannon, you might wonder.
You might be the guy getting shot out of the cannon. You don't want to be that guy.
No, probably not. No. Well, and Zoom to Shane, you still there? It's One last word from the tower. You had to listen to me for a little while there. But
no, you're good. I learn a lot about cars when I'm with you. Thank you so much for having us. And, come visit Price Tower.
Yeah.
And,
go say hello to Deshane. I mean, I think that people need to, you're a great asset to the tower. I mean, you've been there a long time now, and you certainly know what we're doing and all about it. And, that's what's great about the tower. A lot of the staff are that way, and I know that everybody loves the tower that works there. And anyway, thank you for what you do, and I'll look forward to seeing you down there soon.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you.
All righty, and that's going to wrap it up for Car Talk today. Deshane, Brad, thank you for being with us today right here on K1 on Car Talk. We've got more coming up.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.